Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is on the phone, and right now he's doing a backflip, a somersault, a cartwheel, and this is very impressive that you can still do that, Mr. Secretary. Good morning.
Bob, thank you very much. Glad to be on board. I've had the great pleasure of being the coach and founder of the Jesse White Tumlin team for exactly 61 years. And my mission is to try to help young people grow tall and straight and stay away from those negative aspects of life.
Well, you've done a great job with that. 61 years, that's amazing. And let's see, you were first elected in 1998, and this is it for you. Why not do another 10 or 20 years?
I'd like to try it, but I've told everyone that I'm not going to run this next election season.
Well, a couple of things to get to here today. First of all, the Real ID. We have until October 1st. What do we need to know about this, Mr. Secretary?
You need the Real ID in order to fly on an airplane. And, of course, you have to, if you have your passport, you won't need the Real ID.
Right.
But a lot of people just don't want to walk around with their passport. Well, I suggest they should not do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want the Real ID, then I'll have to come to one of my facilities, have all the necessary paperwork, and then we will issue them a new driver's license, which will come in the mail. And it will allow them to fly on an airplane. But as I said before, if you have a passport, you don't need to get the Real ID.
I know another thing that you're reminding people about is National Donate Life Month. And being an organ donor is something you have talked about for a long time. It's such a great cause, isn't it?
Yeah, Bob. I love the program. This is National Donate Life Month. And we just hope that every person within the sound of my voice will consider becoming a part of the organ and tissue donor program. Our commercial features a friend of mine, Ed Farmer. He and I played professional baseball. He played for the White Sox. And as it turned out, he became, was in dire need of a kidney. And his brother stepped up to the plate, so to speak, donated a kidney to him. And he lived an additional 30 years as a result of the generosity from his brother.
Yeah, and it's a great program, one everybody should be a part of. You played basketball as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did, at Waller High School, which is called Lincoln Park now, at Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama. Dr. King was my minister when I was a student there. And I played 8 years professional baseball at the Cub organization.
Yeah. Now, did you get a look in the big leagues ever in spring training?
They looked at me, but they didn't take me. Well, I signed a contract to play professional baseball out of college, and I went out to Wrigley Field to try out for the team. And as it turned out, they of 300 ball players, they took only five. I was one of the five. 4 days before going to spring training, I was drafted into the Army. And while I was in the Army, I decided I want to learn how to jump out of airplanes. So I went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, did 35 jumps. And but before I got a chance to play baseball, I had to serve in the military. And I thoroughly enjoyed my tour of duty. And after I got out of the Army, I began my baseball career.
Well,
and I played for about 8 years.
I haven't seen you in a while, but it wasn't too long ago you were here in the studio, and I shook hands with you, and you almost broke my hand. What's your secret as far as diet and exercise? Because I know you're still fit. How do you do it?
Well, I exercise every day, and I try to keep myself in pretty good condition.
Well,
because, I work with these young people. We've had over 18,000 members of the Jesse White Tumlin team, and we do about 1,500 shows a year. traveled all over the world, and I just want these young people to understand it's important for them to keep their eyes on the ball, so to speak, stay away from gangs, drugs, and those negative aspects of life, because one day they're going to help run this great country of ours, and we want to make sure that we give them the tools that are necessary for that to occur.
Amen. Before I let you go, there are a couple of scams that we need to be aware of. What's going on here?
Well, you know, when individuals call you and they want information, personal information from you, I just hope that you will not buy into any of those frauds. Just call CyberDriveIllinois.com and we can assist you in the process.
Yeah, and what's happening is there's some unsolicited text messages and also fraudulent websites that offer online vehicle registration renewals. You've seen a lot of that lately, correct?
Sure. You know, we don't share. I would suggest that you never, ever share your personal information with anyone who's talked with you by way of the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let me give you a couple of numbers here. If you have questions about any of these scams or identity theft, you can call the Illinois Attorney General's Consumer Fraud Hotline, 800-386-5438, 800-386-5438. So what are your...
Or CyberDriveIllinois.com.
Give me that again.
CyberDriveIllinois.com.
What would you like to do here before you leave office? Any plans? Anything left on your bucket list?
Well, first of all, you know, with that we were talking about the real ID. We've had it pushed back to October the 1st, so individuals have a lot of time between now and October the 1st to get the real ID.
Right.
And, of course, we want to continue to provide those meaningful services to the people of the state of Illinois in a timely manner. And we want to make sure that we no longer have those long lines. You know, with the virus that took place or that is upon us, it has caused us to have a lot of long lines. And so we just want to make sure that we're able to do like we've done prior to the virus, to be able to service our people in a timely manner.
Well, when you go into the one of the facilities on the wall, you can see the bar mitzvah picture of Secretary of State Jesse White on the wall. We enjoy that. I hope you get to come into the studio here before you leave office.
So. Bob, I'd love to do that, but let me share this with you, too. You know, one of the things that we've done here in the state of Illinois, and that is we have embarked upon the organ and tissue donor program, and April is Donate Life Month, and here in Illinois we've had 7.1 million individuals who have signed to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program. We ask that when you're alive and well, give blood. When you're no longer here, give organs. And when you've done those two things, you've made a positive impact upon society. And, of course, we used to tell people you have to be 18 years of age in order to be a part of the organ donor program. And we introduced a bill in the Illinois General Assembly that would allow 16, 17-year-olds, when they get their driver's license or state ID, they get signed to become a part of this program. And we're proud to say that 175,000 students, young people, 16 and 17 years of age, have signed to become a part of this program. And as I said before, 7.1 million people have signed up. We just hope that everyone within the sound of my voice will consider becoming a part of this wonderful program.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, congratulations on all the work you're still doing, and I hope you stay healthy and that I see you soon, sir.
As I say in my neighborhood, Bob, you're the man.
You're the man. Thanks. Talk to you soon. And
thank you,
thanks for your time this morning. All right, be well.